let's move on to 1174, which we carried over from this morning.
Authorize the acquisition of 12 acres of real property on Northwest 4th Place, adjacent to Forest Park, for $860,000 to be used for park purposes.
More exciting stuff in the Parks Bureau, Commissioner Fritz.
Indeed. Thank you, Mayor. And Delaine Nunn is going to give us the summary of this, as she's the Interim Property and Business Development Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation.
Hey, thank you. Good afternoon. As she said, I'm Delaine Nunn with Parks. So Parks is really excited about this acquisition for a variety of reasons. We targeted it back in about 2006 when we started the Metro Natural Area Bond Program as a priority acquisition due to its significant natural resource value. And it has truly amazing views. I really encourage you all to go up there once we've got it open to the public. Mm. The funding for this, this will be our final acquisition with that bond money. And so the purchase price of about $860,000 will be paid primarily with the natural area bond money. And then we're also asking for $200,000 in SDC funds that must be used to develop or acquire parks. Like I said, the property has great views. It's got mature oak trees. It's kind of everything that we're looking for in a property. And it's in the Linton neighborhood, so it will help serve them. And it will be added to Forest Park. I also wanted to point out, because there was some question, that there are no homes on this property. There's an old barn, but no homes are on this property at all. So this is just a vacant property that's been there for years. The owner lives across the street and is excited to see it be part of Forest Park for the future. So, thank you.
Great. Thank you. Questions? Excellent. Thanks very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, Zelaine, for all your work. Also, Trang Lam, Rachel Felice, Dennis James, and Astrid Dugoy, who is now no longer with the City of Portland. She's spending time with her family, but this is one of her lovely parting gifts to us. She came to my office and told me why this is such a special property, so I'm very pleased to be able to support it with, again, a good mixture of different kinds of funding to make sure that we can have this property in ownership forever, which is great. I was just at the Forest Park Neighborhood Association last night. Of course, this is in Linton, but it's always astonishing to me whenever I go up to Forest Park, to the Water Bureau building there where the Neighborhood Association meets, how very, very different it is from everything else in the city and every other neighborhood. Of course, every neighborhood is very different, mm-hmm. but that's very, very different. So thank you very much for your work and stewardship of it. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you. It's always nice to add more property to Forest Park. Aye.
Hales?
Well, it's one of the great Portland stories that 116 years ago, the son of Frederick Law Olmsted came to town and told us, you should create a forest park because it'll be a long way to the woods someday in Portland. And then bit by bit, some pieces larger than others, over the years, we've acquired 5,000 acres to make this treasure. And so it's got to be exciting for you, and it's certainly wonderful for us to add one more piece to the puzzle that's almost complete. Thank you. Aye. Okay,